Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Glenda. Thank you for praying along with me and my prayer partner, Teresa, today. As you can imagine, we received many prayer requests for our nation over the last 2 weeks. Immediately after the attempted assassination of former President Trump, I posted the following prayers on our Facebook page, Prayers Before Dawn. We will begin our podcast with those prayers. First, a prayer for our nation. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of hope and desire for unity in our nation. In these times of division and uncertainty, we seek your guidance and grace. We pray for our leaders, that they may be filled with wisdom and compassion, working together for the common good of all people, regardless of political affiliation. Lord, grant us the courage to listen to one another with open hearts and minds, to find common ground, and to build bridges where there are divides. Help us to see the humanity in each other and to work towards a future where justice, peace, and prosperity are shared by all. May we be inspired by the values that unite us: love for our neighbors, respect for our differences, and commitment to the well-being of our communities. Let us be a light in the world, showing that through faith, dialogue, and understanding, we can overcome any challenge. Bless our nation, Lord, and help us to walk in your ways, striving always to be instruments of your peace and love. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Prayer for the family of the man killed, who we now know was Corey Comparatore. Merciful God, our hearts are heavy with sorrow as we lift the family of Corey, who tragically lost his life while protecting the lives of his daughters. In their grief, we ask that you surround them with your love and comfort. Give them the strength to endure this unimaginable pain and the grace to find moments of peace amid their sorrow. Lord, be especially close to those who were present and witnessed this horrific event. Ease their minds and heal their hearts as they grapple with the shock and trauma of what they have seen. May they find solace in your presence and support in their community. We pray for their healing and for the community to come together in love and support during this difficult time. In your compassionate name, we pray. Amen.
Prayer of Thanksgiving for the former president's survival. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the protection and mercy you have shown to former President Donald Trump during the attack in Pennsylvania. We are deeply thankful that despite the violence intended, he was only grazed by the bullet and spared from serious harm. We recognize your hand in this survival and the swift actions of those around him. Lord, we thank you for the quick and effective response of the Secret Service and all the security personnel who ensured his safe evacuation. Their bravery and dedication are truly commendable, and we ask for your continued protection over them as they carry out their duties. We pray for continued healing for President Trump, both physically and emotionally, as he processes this traumatic event. Grant him the strength, wisdom, and courage to continue his path with a renewed sense of purpose and resilience. In your holy name, we give thanks and praise. Amen.
Prayer for those traumatized by the event. Loving Father, we bring before you all those who witnessed the event, whether they were at the rally or saw it replayed on television. The fear and horror of the day may have left scars on their hearts and minds. We ask for your healing touch to soothe their spirits and bring peace to their troubled thoughts. Grant them the support they need to process their emotions and the strength to move forward. May they find comfort in your presence and in the love of those around them. Help them to see light beyond the darkness and hope beyond the despair. We also thank you for the resilience of the human spirit and the compassion that binds us together in times of crisis. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard their hearts and minds. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
This request is from the Emmaus Women's Prayer Group. Our beloved Judy has gone to meet her Lord. She is with her dear husband in heaven now. The family asked if I would let her prayer group know of her passing. Judy loved her church here in Lakeland, especially her Emmaus family. She would have celebrated her 105th birthday in November. We refer to her as age 104 and a half. Thank you, your sisters in Christ. Loving Father, you have called your faithful servant and our beloved sister Judy home to her heavenly reward. She served her brothers and sisters during her life on earth, and all that she did was for your honor and glory. She will be missed by all who knew her and were inspired by her. Father, we ask that her family find peace, knowing she is now joined with her sweet husband and resting in your loving arms. May she rest in eternal peace, Lord. Let your perpetual light shine upon her. Amen.
This request is from Shirley. Our dear, dear prayer warriors, please pray for Sunny, who has stage 5 Parkinson's disease and has recently suffered additional medical problems. Please pray that our good Lord will fill all of Sunny's family members with peace and mercy as they go through this difficult time, and that Sunny's condition will have the best possible outcome. Gracious and merciful God, we lift up Sunny and his family in prayer. Sunny is enduring the profound challenges of stage 5 Parkinson's disease and has recently faced additional medical issues. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention and care in this difficult time. We pray that you wrap Sunny in your loving arms, providing him with comfort, strength, and the best possible outcome for his condition. Grant him relief from pain and suffering, and surround him with your healing presence. For Sunny's family, Lord, we ask for your peace and mercy to fill their hearts. Give them the strength and courage they need to support Sunny, and let them feel your comforting presence in every moment. May they find solace in your promises and be uplifted by their faith in your goodness. guide the doctors and medical professionals, caring for Sunny with wisdom and skill, that they may provide the best treatment possible. Surround this family with a network of support and love, easing their burdens and giving them hope. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
From Bethany. Please pray for healing for me. I've been struggling for years with many issues. I need healing desperately. Thank you in advance. Heavenly Father, we come before you today lifting up our dear sister Bethany in prayer. You know the many struggles she has faced over the years, the challenges that have weighed heavily upon her, and the pain she has endured. Lord, we ask for your healing touch upon Bethany. Please restore her health, renew her strength, and bring peace to her mind and body. Surround her with your comforting presence and let her feel your love in every moment of her journey. Grant her the patience and resilience she needs as she seeks healing, and guide her to the right treatments and support. We trust in your infinite wisdom and mercy, knowing that you are the great healer. Fill Bethany with your Holy Spirit and let her experience a profound sense of your care and compassion. May she find solace in your promises and be uplifted by the love and prayers of those around her. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
From Marie, please pray for my mother, who had a fall and isn't recovering well from the resulting break. Pray for healing. Thank you. Loving Father, you know the pain and struggle Marie's mother is experiencing after her fall and the difficulties she is having in her recovery. Lord, we ask for your healing hand to rest upon her. Please mend her broken body, ease her pain, and bring swift and complete recovery. Give her the strength she needs to heal and the comfort of your presence. Grant wisdom and skill to her doctors and caregivers, that they may provide the best possible care. Surround her with the love and support of her family and friends, and let her feel the warmth of their care and the strength of their prayers. We trust in your power to heal and restore. May your grace and mercy be with Marie's mother, giving her peace and hope in your unfailing love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous, humbly begging for prayers, please, for my father, who has been in the hospital 2.5 months and is now in rehab with no appetite and refusing food. Feeding tube or comfort care was brought up, and physical therapy will not be done until he eats and can get stronger. Please pray for Paul to regain an appetite and eat. Please, I am only 24 and need my dad so much. He means everything to me. Heavenly Father, we come before you lifting up Paul in prayer. He has been in the hospital for over 2 months and is now in rehab, struggling without an appetite and refusing food. Lord, we ask for your divine intervention to restore his health and well-being. Please grant Paul the desire and ability to eat so that he may gain strength and continue with physical therapy. Touch his body and mind, giving him the motivation and energy to nourish himself. We pray for wisdom and guidance for the medical team caring for him, that they may find the best solutions to support his recovery. Lord, we also lift up Paul's child, who is only 24 and needs their father so much. Fill this young heart with your peace, comfort, and strength during this difficult time. Surround them with your loving presence and support of family and friends. We trust in your power to heal and restore, and we place Paul and his family in your loving care. May your grace be with him, bringing hope and light in the midst of their struggles. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Maryland. Please pray for my sister Corrine. Her boyfriend tries manipulating her and beating on her all of the time. Please pray she gets out of this relationship for good. In Jesus' name, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with heavy hearts, lifting up Corrine in prayer. She is enduring a relationship filled with manipulation and abuse, and we ask for your divine intervention to bring her to safety and peace. Lord, we pray for Corrine's protection. Please shield her from harm and give her the strength and courage to leave this destructive relationship for good. Surround her with supportive and loving people who can help her find the way out and provide her with the resources she needs to rebuild her life. Grant Corrine the clarity and wisdom to see her worth and the courage to take the necessary steps toward a future free from abuse. Fill her with your presence and let her feel your loving presence guiding and protecting her. We also lift up Marilyn, as she supports her sister through this difficult time. Give her strength, patience, and the right words to encourage and assist Corrine in making the best decisions for her safety and well-being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com. Or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.